You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to it. It is the day of days. It is Friday. Whoop, whoop, Friday. Welcome. Congratulations. You're here. You made it all the way through the week. Coming into the weekend right now, and we're going to walk through the last few hours with you. So, we got a great show laid on for you, but Boomer is on the board. Hey, bro.
I'm happy it's Friday.
Got your Bama hat on. You're all ready.
I'm ready for it. And it was funny. This morning, we're like, it's Friday. And my little girl, she's only oh, man, how old is she? She's almost two.
Yeah.
So and she goes, Fry-yay. That's right, Fry-yay.
It's awesome. Raise up those little ruffians, that's right.
That's right.
All right, hey, listen, 3 o'clock today, Justin Bogie, he's been on the show many times. Haven't had him on in a bit, though, but Justin Bogie, who is the director of fiscal policy at the Alabama Policy Institute, will be on with us to talk about some tax issues. Justin knows where all the bones are buried when it comes to the numbers in this state. So we'll talk to Justin Bogie at 3 o'clock. And then I got a triple dipper full of stuff, so hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, right out the gate, the tax man cometh and goeth. That's the dipper I'm calling it. The tax man cometh and goeth. It's amazing how much libs hate tax cuts. They want more of your money. They don't want to give up any of your money. They're ready to wring more out of you. They'll squeeze blood from a stone if they have to. But yeah, the tax man cometh and goeth. And we'll talk about several things in relation to that. Number two, some cool stuff out there on the horizon for our U.S. military. I'm going to get into some techniques, tactics, procedures, and equipment that is new, different, and advanced. I'm calling this the next-gen military. The next generation, the next-gen military is on the tap right now. We got new developments in armor. We got new developments in things that are for the troops. We got new developments even in how you get in and out the gate, like at places like Redstone. So y'all stay tuned. We'll talk about it. Number two on the Triple Dipper, the next-gen military. And then number three, I'm calling this one Know Your Enemy. As I worked through today getting ready for the show, I kept finding resources and then realizing they have these fancy names and you would never know how liberal they really are. They just sound like the greatest thing in the world. What's an example? The Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, there's one, but I've got several. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take a minute to outline for you some of the positions that are being taken by organizations that have names that make them sound like they're all in for you. Until you dig deep and realize they're not all in. They're all in for liberal progressive ideologies. So number three is called Know Your Enemy. All right, let me jump over here to my comments to open the show. So the Right Side Way monologue every single day is sponsored by our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of North Alabama. You can find them in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations in and around the Birmingham area. And their newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. Let me just tell you, Southern Immediate Care is an outstanding clinic, open 7 days a week. You can find them in locations near you, and I highly recommend them. In fact, that's who I use personally. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, let me just jump in here, and I got to ask you, have you ever seen or experienced one of those moments when you hear somebody utter something or do something, and you just know it shouldn't have happened? Sort of like that time when I was in church and this guy stood up to sing a solo. And like the old country saying goes, old boy was operating outside his gifts. You know what I'm saying? It was awful. It was so off key. It was so bad, I started breaking out in a sweat for him. And I'll be honest, it sort of quenched the spirit, if you know what I'm saying. Well, sometimes it's a question of people trying to do more than they should. Other times, they're getting in way over their heads. I'm going to be honest with you. I will never forget the guy who came into our Special Forces unit back in the 80s. True story. Keep in mind, this is back during the era when your military personnel files were all on paper. When you arrived at your new duty station, you reported in with paper orders. There wasn't like this paper trail that was online so you can go and chase down and see whether or not he's legit. So when he brings you his file, you look at the file. If it appears legit, what do? Oftentimes, you hand-carried your personnel files from the old unit to the new unit. So this guy reported in, said he was a transfer from another one of the reserve component special forces groups. Being that it was before the days of email and electronic files, he had some basic paperwork with him, and his uniform had the bare minimum qualification badges and tabs that indicated that he was a Green Beret with the rank of E6, Staff Sergeant. His paperwork said he was a qualified Special Forces medic, and those guys are hard to come by because it takes years to get someone the level of seniority and qualification to take on that role. Well, the unit was more than glad to have another SF medic. They submitted all the paperwork through the usual slow, ponderous channels to have his transfer made official. And in the meantime, I'll just call him Greg. Old Greg starts training with one of the SF teams at one of the line companies. He did okay. But over time, it began to be noticed by the other guys that he was really not that technically or tactically proficient. I mean, they had to pull him along sometimes. He made rookie mistakes, even though he was an E6. They also, though, began to realize that every time we had a scheduled airborne operation, a parachute jump, that somehow he was absent. Until that one day that we had a makeup jump thrown together without much notice. No worries. We're all paratroopers. They say jump. We say how high. But old Greg, he tried to talk him out of it. My ankle's been bothering me, he said. Fall in, Sergeant. Shoot up. Time on target's coming up. Get in line. Jump master pre-jump inspection. We're going out the door. Well, we were jumping that day from rotary wing aircraft, if I recall. Blackhawks. Everybody had a good jump, except old Greg, who came out of the aircraft and just inexplicably just kind of drifted off into the distance, never once even trying to slip his way into the drop zone. Just drifted right off the drop zone altogether. You guessed it. Man's whole story was fake. He had never once even been to basic training. And it was a potential black eye for the unit because we took him. But wow, that guy took it so far he even jumped out of an aircraft with a chute he had no way of knowing how to operate. Talk about being in over your head. And when you get in over your head, it can hurt you. And it can hurt your cause. And truthfully, it can hurt those around you. I mean, what if he had tried to go to war with somebody? You know what I'm saying? Well, listen, folks sometimes get way outside their gifts, or at the very least, they say more than they should have. It has a way, too, of robbing the moment of its expected impact. It's sort of like watching President Biden reading his teleprompter and then accidentally reading one of the little admin notes that's been put in the teleprompter. How many times has he just awkwardly said, end quote, at the end of a sentence? I mean, you could tell he didn't know what to do there. It must be really hard to be his communications director. But it's a bipartisan issue in politics. I mean, I don't know if you recall that unusual moment that Governor Kay Ivey had a year or so ago. She held a press event to announce a new campaign sponsored by her office to encourage folks to buy electric vehicles. And then a reporter with AL.com, a guy named Greg Garrison, asked her on the camera, Governor, what about you? Are you going to get an electric vehicle? Well, she said, my Mercedes is still doing fine. Garrison couldn't help himself. He followed up by saying, well, Mercedes is going to make an electric vehicle. Will you get one of those? To which she responded, well, if mine wears out, I'll take a look. I mean, you talk about taking all the air out of your press event, which is a pun, by the way. But those inside words became outside words. But hey, she didn't lie. Look, there's some great people in public office, really. And there are some that I greatly admire, some that I'd be proud to work with or work for. But there are some in office that are so over their heads, you can't help but wonder what they would do if they didn't have their current elected job. I mean, could they lay a brick or flip a burger or sell a car or cut a paycheck? Could they lead troops or balance a checkbook ledger or prosecute a case? I get that not everybody has to be good at everything. But is it too much to ask that folks who aspire to be an elected official at least address the job with some level of inspiration and confidence and not look like they're over their heads? What I'm saying is this. There's no press secretary, no communications director or pundit good enough at their job to save every person from themselves. If they're outside their gifts, if old boys operating outside his gifts, they're over their heads. They just slip up and let their inside words become the outside words. Well, sooner or later, it's going to become one of those irretrievable moments one of those times when all God's children get to see the emperor has no clothes, if you know what I mean. But it's all of us that get to deal with it. When it comes to elected officials, when they're in over their head, we are the ones that get the brunt of it. That's why I keep saying it's so important, maybe now more than ever, that we find and promote and support and vote for good quality candidates for any elected position. I mean, I'm so tired of seeing mayors and school board members and state officials and congressmen and even presidents who obviously have no real clue, but they did win the popularity contest at the polls. And now they're just operating outside their gifts. They have no concept how to run the organization they've now been duly elected to serve. That's why, folks, you and I, we've got to stay involved. We got to get in the fray, Right Side Ruffians. Find the ones or be the ones who get it. Because when folks get in office who have no business being there other than just winning that popularity contest, well, we all get to pay the price. Sort of like thinking you got a Green Beret on your team who knows how to jump out of airplanes or even save your life. And it turns out they just wanted a little bit of stolen valor. Yeah, we need to pay attention to those times when those politicians slip up and let their inside words become the outside words, and we shouldn't just laugh it off. We should call it out, and we should vote them out. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, operating outside is gifts. It's one of my favorite phrases. Oh, boys, outside is gifts, if you know what I'm saying. But I see that, man. Golly, bum. And I think two-thirds of the Biden administration is legitimately outside their gifts, to include the man at the top. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.